This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Reasons to listen with interest to what's going on here in the DJV experience. Thank you very much. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Jen Jen is still ill. She gave it a shot earlier. It didn't last long. Back to bed, Jennifer. So we have Kara Schillen, who is here. You know what I was thinking earlier? We should have given her a chance at one of those sports stories, Victoria. Didn't we try her as Biff? Number three.
She was a bit once. Biff Chillin was very good, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Try that again. Television report coming up. Also, a focus on being a homeowner. We have some advice for those of you who are buying homes that I think you will find helpful. Plus, later in the hour, we're going to meet the new Miss USA. Was it yesterday we were talking about her because she was encouraging people to be involved in science and technology and engineering and math. Good spokesperson for that. So we'll have a conversation. We'll meet Kara McCullough later on in this hour. Right now, though, before a television report, this is one of the most popular. I hear more about, isn't that funny how people are and what they are interested in? Because I try to hit, advice, information, some of the facts about investing, that sort of thing, and there's relationship help, hopefully, that is worthwhile here, and a little gossip from time to time. It's good for the soul. Depending on how you define gossip, then there is the food report. People love this stuff, and that's why I was saying earlier, we've connected somehow or other Facebook, the DJV Facebook. You go to facebook.com/DJV show. Those of you who are interested in the farm, we've liked or friended, haven't we? Easley Farm, you can go there. You can find it on your own if you want, just to kind of get a kick at it. We're reopening the farm, and even though it's a local kind of thing, people still know me as the radio broadcaster who's a farmer, and that's sort of unique because there's nobody else that's doing what I do with the recognition that we have for this brand that is also a farmer. And so I'm happy. It's something that I'm pleased about, frankly, getting things going again there. So that's a fun thing. It will start a week from this weekend at the farm, Memorial Day. I'm traveling today to go to the West Coast. It's interesting because it's like 80 degrees here. It isn't like. It is 80 degrees already on the farm. Where you are in New York, I'm going to bet close to the same, all three of you. You're Washington, Kara. What's the temperature there now?
It's supposed to be in the mid-90s today, so it's probably upper 80s now.
Yeah, right. Same thing here. And a little more humidity. What's it in New York, Kara? I mean, Victoria?
Well, I'm actually at the Jersey Shore.
Oh, that's right. You're on the shore, so it's cooler.
So, it's 75 right now, but we're supposed to hit maybe 90 today.
We're almost there. Actually, I just looked at the thermometer. It's 84 degrees, so it'll be 94, 95 when I get on the plane. And when I get off the plane in Los Angeles tonight, it's supposed to be 70. So it's usually
you're going to have to bring a coat to put on in California.
Yeah, right. It's the other way around now. It's cooler in California than it is here. That'd be nice, a little sweater activity. All right, so the food report. You might want to rethink that burger. This is back to the sort of same stuff I've been talking about with regularity, eating things that are not cooked. Now, it's official. What Doug has been saying is true. Red meat will increase your risk of death from 9 different diseases: cancer, heart disease, respiratory disease, or respiratory, depending on how you want to pronounce it, stroke, diabetes, infections, Alzheimer's, kidney disease, liver disease. So eat that burger. Go to Five Brothers and have a big old time. The research looked at people who were in their 50s and 60s and 70s, found that those people who ate the most red meat were more likely to die from one of those things. Red meat. Yuck. Researchers say red meat can't be completely isolated as the direct cause because the study was observational, but there may also be some other factors that go along with people who consume a lot of red meat. it seems that there is sort of a hand in hand. People who eat a lot of red meat don't exercise. They're usually too heavy, all of that stuff. Sort of going back to what Ken said, if you didn't hear him, we'll get into that. Those of you who sit around or who stay around to listen to the Health Hour, I think we'll touch on. I think that's a good thing to touch on again with Ken. All right, speaking of red meat and hamburgers and burgers and stuff, let's visit your friends at McDonald's. McDonald's, I think we've got a copy of that ad that's been pulled off of. Tell me, you got the audio of that, Kara?
I will in 1 minute.
1 minute?
Yeah, I have it.
All right. So you want to play it? This is a commercial. In this commercial, a boy asks his mother what his father was like before he died. The boy doesn't seem to have much in common with his father, except he loves fish sandwiches.
Mom.
Yes, love?
What was Dad like?
He was big and cuddly, your dad. Tall as a house. With big, big hands.
Come on, little one. He was never scruffy.
Always smart. And his shoes. So shiny, you could see your face in
it. Dad played football, didn't he?
Yeah, he was good. Captain. He was a right catch, your dad. A wow with all the girls.
Did he have blue eyes, like me?
No, brown. I think so. What was your dad's favourite, too? Tartar sauce. Well done, his chin.
Meanwhile, the little boy also has tartar sauce on his chin and a
this
look of wonder
pathetic
in his eyes.
That's right, a horrible ad.
McDonald's has pulled that ad, because they were accused of manipulating emotions to get people to buy a fish sandwich. Wow. There's an advertising authority in England that received a lot of complaints about the ad because it appears that McDonald's was using emotion to manipulate people. Only if you're adult would you think that would this drive you to eating a fish sandwich. I mean, the rest of it is moderately amusing for us on this side of the pond because we love British accents and stories. But anyway, could you see trying to use something like that over here? Not the English, but
there
we applied it here. Was there something
was
like that
something
here?
Yeah, I feel like there was a Super Bowl ad that I think it was also McDonald's that was pulled. Yeah. I'm not remembering all the details now, maybe. Yeah. But yeah, there was something similar to that happened over here, and they pulled it for a similar reason.
Yeah, my favorite thing was the social media reaction, though, where people were like, so glad to be reminded by McDonald's that losing my parent or my father can be remedied by eating a fish filet
sandwich.
Right.
Especially if it's loaded up with tartar sauce. That's really good for you. That's great. You need to have 3 glasses of Super Beats a day to get rid of that in your system. Oof.
And the Filet-O-Fish, which, you know, at McDonald's, my brother calls it the McChum because it's just the gross fish guts.
Wait a minute.
Mashed into
don't
one
you all, everybody catches square fish, don't they?
Right.
Yeah, right. When I go fishing, I always catch a square fish. Yep, right. For a square meal, get a square fish filet. That should be their new slogan. Okay, one final item here. You don't love the government. This is why Trump is, you know, no matter what, eliminating some of these bureaus and some of these outfits. Research from the federal government suggests that the number of people eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, the number, by the time you graduate from high school, the number of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches the average American young person has eaten is 1,500. How about that? Isn't that good to know? Huh?
Yeah. Could be right. I mean, American kids, you know, they love that.
Mm-hmm. Well.
I grew up, well, and if you're in the NBA, there's a weird thing with the NBA that all the NBA players love PB&J.
Really?
I
love PB&J. I really do. I love the peanut butter and jelly.
Me too. Yeah. I mean, to the point where some of it, pre-games, a lot of the teams, that's what their mascots will hand out, PB&J sandwiches. It's become a really big thing.
Really?
It's totally bizarre, but yes, all the players love it.
Mondo Bizarro. All right, so that takes care of that in a moment. Television report. First, though, let's consider what's in your bedroom. Let's consider who you're sleeping with. and what you're sleeping on. Important. Hopefully you have good company, you have a good partner, you enjoy the time you spend in bed, 8 hours, and as long as you don't meet the guy down in Florida who had a little extracurricular activity with his girlfriend and she didn't make it, I'm guessing that was probably not on any parachute home bedding. No, uh-uh. So what do we do to have a great experience in the sack? The advice that I have, other than having a great partner, is to go to parachutehome.com/DJV and look at the catalog, which goes on and on and on, for sheets, things you can use on the bed, things you can use in the bedroom, things you can use in the bathroom, things you can use around the rest of the house. These people have set a standard, and they're getting to be known nationally. This is one of those things. It's hard to start a new brand. These people have worked at it, and I'm happy they came here so that we could help spread the word about the fabrics that they use, about their pricing, about the way it's put together in Italy. I mean, the whole thing is nothing but quality. And they've donated thousands of items to Habitat for Humanity because they have a guarantee. You don't like their sheets? For whatever the reason, you send them back. And you get new sheets from them. They donate the ones you had to Habitat for Humanity. Very socially conscious, just smart business people. And it's so easy to do it all online. So take it from us. Get your bedding and the needs you have for your home at one place, one stop, parachutehome.com/DJV for free shipping and free returns. parachutehome.com/DJV.
When you need it, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact and numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. All right, let's see here. If you're a fan of Arrested Development, Victoria, the wait is over. Returning to Netflix, they are. Fifth season will not hit until 2018, but everybody on the regular cast is coming back. This sort of reminds me of yesterday. Were we talking about the Roseanne show coming back? Same sort of thing, right?
Right.
Are they on Netflix or are they going to? They're on ABC, I think, aren't they?
I think Network is bringing Roseanne back, yes.
Yeah, right. So is this Arrested Development a big deal for you? Do you love Arrested? Who likes Arrested Development?
You know, I have never seen the show, but everyone who knows me well tells me I would love this show. And I don't know what that means, but give it a chance and see.
So Netflix has House of Cards. Is that back? Is the new season of House of Cards available? I've kind of lost track.
I think we're in between seasons, aren't we, House of Cards? Yeah. I think so.
Hemlock Grove, Fuller House, Gilmore Girls. Netflix is on it, man. They're on it. Harry Connick Jr. on American Idol. He, for 3 seasons, he was a judge, wasn't he? And
The last 3 seasons, yeah.
I think he would like to get back in the game. Yes, no?
I don't know that that's going to happen. I think he would like to, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going in a completely different direction.
Yeah,
so far, they have Katy Perry and Chris Daughtry.
Yeah, it is a weird combo, but I also can't imagine Harry Connick Jr. mixing with those two.
No, really?
Okay. Yeah, not really.
Jennifer Aniston says, no Friends. Could Friends take place today? She says only if Central Park had, or Central, is it Central?
Central Perk, the coffee shop.
Right.
Yeah.
If Friends were created today, you'd have a coffee shop full of people who are just starting using iPhones. Let's see here. No actual episodes or conversations, so it wouldn't work, right? Because of social media, I suppose, maybe. But they could make it work in some other way if they really wanted to.
I think that's more her commentary on how people are today, just everyone's on their phone all the time.
Yeah, and they're all doing their own thing now, anyway.
Yeah.
21 after the hour here on the DJV Experience.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
What do we have here? One of my favorite things, and Victoria, who plans these moments, knows how to get right into my heart or into my head or into whatever it is that shakes in my body when we get into my years as a disc jockey from 65 to 74. I was a jock and actually had reasonable success doing it on a couple of stations in Boston. So we do Throwback Thursday, in which we visit the top five songs from this week in a particular year. So this week we were focused on the tunes that were big during 1968, middle of May. Number five, Archie Bell and the Drells with a silly tune that just is just these guys hacking around. It's called Tighten Up. Listen up. Oh, yeah. Listen to this. Just the same riff over and over.
Yeah, I could have written this song. Wow.
listen to the lyric. Not lyric. He's just telling the story. Yeah. Archie Bell and the Drells. New York City or whatever. Actually, Kara, go back to the very beginning. I'll be quiet. Listen to the beginning of this. All of that. Can you go back to the beginning?
Oh, come on. This is basically the beginning.
No, it's...
I thought this was the beginning.
At the beginning. No, no. The beginning is he tells... This is Archie Bell and the Drells from someplace in New Jersey, I think. Hi, everybody.
Oh, Lord.
Hold on.
Hi, everybody. I'm Archie Bell and the Drells. I'm Houston, Texas.
Houston, that's where they're from.
Houston, New Jersey.
We're as good as we want. All right, let's keep going. Number four this week, the Beatles. Oh, what a great song. This is Goosebumps. Wonder how you manage to make ends meet. Listen to this. It's like so many of their songs.
Is this Paul?
This is Paul, yes. Sunday morning, creeping like a nun. Monday's toddlers learn to play his bootleg. I can listen to that whole thing take up all of our 5.5 minutes here. Number three belongs to Gary Puck and the Union Gap. This was a song that could never make it today. Listen to the lyrics and you'll understand why. is. Yeah, right. You're much too young,
girl. You want to hear something that's not good? Well, I did not know this, because I learn a lot from Throwback Thursday, because most of these songs I've never heard. Yeah. I have heard this song before, and I was always convinced that this was Tom Jones singing it.
Really? No, Gary Buckett sounds a little like Tom Jones. But Tom was smart enough not to do a tune like this because of his overall reputation.
Yeah. Okay. The voice sounds so similar to
him. Yeah,
I guess I just always thought it was Tom Jones. Yeah.
Except Puckett was from Pennsylvania and Tom Jones is from Liverpool. Not Liverpool, I think Manchester. Anyway, okay, Manchester, England, I mean. Number two this week, Box Tops, Cry Like a Baby. The silly Box Tops song, like a letter. They all sounded the same. Well, everything. Have you ever heard The Letter by the Box Tops? You must have heard that. That's a very popular throwback song. Very popular. All right, so Box Tops number two. And now, this was a song that was absolutely a tearjerker, broke everybody's heart. This was number one for 5 weeks in a row. Bobby Goldsboro and Honey. About his girlfriend who's dead.
And I'd love to be with you.
I listened to this last night, to be honest. I don't get it. I mean,
he's telling the story of his girlfriend who's dead.
5 weeks people listen to this song?
Yeah. 5 weeks of number one was on the charts for 15, 16 weeks.
But what the heck?
Such a downer.
Oh, my God.
You could say through me.
You see how things have changed in music. 28 past the hour on the DJB show.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. It sure saves a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Four after the hour, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the DJB Experience, solving problems. What's your number one problem right now? You have money problems, or have you set a goal for something you want in your life? Have you asked yourself, what's the solution to the problem? That's one of the great things that this program is known for, is helping people solve their problems. So let's spend some time with Kathy Cummings. We're going to meet Miss USA later on in this hour, half hour, but I think you'll be interested in what Kathy Cummings has to say. She's a Bank of America senior vice president and a forward thinker focused on home ownership solutions, how you can buy a house, get into a house. Kathy, good to have you here. I know that part of our focus is the survey that you've done. I wonder, though, if you... I was looking at a report this morning about people in being in debt, and you know, there are four areas: mortgages, credit card debt, college debt, that sort of thing, buying a car. The thing that I think most people are not reminded, at least younger people, are not reminded how good an investment a home is in terms of your future, tax benefits, all that sort of stuff, security. I think people forget that this is usually the biggest purchase that the average man and woman would make in their lives, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that the report is showing us is that 79% of millennials believe that homeownership does play a huge role in their long-term financial picture. So that's something that we've known for years and that we're excited to see that result and trying to figure out how we can connect the audience with solutions so that they can become homeowners.
All right, the starter home. What's the reality of that now versus before? I never had one of those. The first, I got married at I was 23 and I bought the house the day I got married. I didn't know how I was going to pay for it, but the bank gave me a mortgage. So, you know, away I went. Those are the good old days. The mortgage payment was $400 a month. Now, you know, it's usually a little different, even if you're getting into a starter home. But is that even being considered? Are people just jumping into a, you know, regular full-size kind of family home?
Well, what we're showing is that 68% of millennials look at their current home, who have already gone ahead and purchased a home, are looking at that as a stepping stone to their forever home, which makes sense. I have a daughter who's a millennial up in Brooklyn. So as you can imagine, buying a home up in Brooklyn is very expensive.
Sure.
And when she started out, she had this huge list of things that she wanted, that she was looking for in a home. So as she's gone through this year process of actually looking at the inventory and seeing what's available, she has really ratcheted back her expectations and come up with her short list, if you will, of home features that she's looking for.
All right, well, let's couple that with our own Victoria Keelan, who is also probably about the same age as your daughter. She lives in New York, but you're not contemplating, is it because of that, Victoria, the price of getting in? If you were to stay in the city, you rent because you don't have to. You know, although there are, I'll ask Kathy in a second about special mortgages and stuff, but what is your thinking when it comes to buying a house versus renting?
Well, you know, in New York, in New York City, in Manhattan, it's so astronomical. You can buy a studio for $500,000 to $600,000, which is a big house anywhere else in the country. So to have the down payment is really the biggest problem that my friends and I talk about. And that first, once you get over that first hump of getting the down payment, then it seems like it could be smooth sailing. But that's the biggest obstacle right now for us.
All right, so Kathy, what about programs? You've got a lot of prospective home buyers who are in this age group. Is there, it seemed to me in the back of my mind, I don't know this, I'm just asking, sort of feeling my way through this part of it. There were programs 3% down, first home buyers 3% interest, that kind of stuff. Is that still something that is around?
Well, we have a fantastic program, and beginning this weekend, it goes live on co-ops as well. But this program is called Affordable Loan Solution and only requires 3% down and has no mortgage insurance, which can add up to significant savings each month. And, Victoria, I've got great news for you. There's an organization in Manhattan, actually, called Neighborhood Housing Services of New York City. They've got a plethora of down payment assistance programs. And Bank of America also has a closing cost grant in the Manhattan market. And so certainly, absolutely, I would love to get you some information and we can talk about it more, but there's lots that can be done. And I think that part of the problem is people don't know what's available to them, so they self-select out of homeownership.
Right.
So one of the things that we're trying to do is let folks know you don't need 20% down. You can go as low as 3% down. You don't have to have perfect credit, and it's okay to have student loan debt as well as other debt. It's just how it works into your budget.
Wow, so, that's great to know. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that this is one of the things. And now, let's, I know that this study or the survey is mostly about millennial home buying, but I have a pal who just bought a condo, and I think he got the same sort of deal, 3% down, 3% mortgage. And he rented homes for a long, long time. I can't remember whether, I think he owned a home a long time ago. But are there programs at the other end of the spectrum, Kathy, just as an FYI for people who may be older and are trying to figure out what to do when buying a new home?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I would say that right now, We are at still a historically low interest rate. So there are programs. I mean, the standard conventional loan that you hear about, you can go as low as 5% down. If you're looking at what we would consider non-conforming loan amounts, which, you know, it depends on your market, but let's just call them high cost, you can still get a program where you only have to put down 10%. So there are definitely programs out there for every age spectrum, every financial situation.
All right. So in order to get more information on this, bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport. That gives you the information showing you, this is the second, I think we talked to you last year about something pretty similar to this, the survey, right? I mean, looking at trends and behaviors and how to get in, that's really, all of us dream. I think we, and this is really kind of a good thing, because you want to be, we all want to be able to dream. Dreaming is good. You dream of this kind of a home. It's very special. So let's encourage people to do this. Kathy, thank you for being here from the Bank of America. Kathy Cummings with optimism in buying a new house. That's kind of a nice thing. Look to the future and get involved. In a moment, we're going to meet Kara McCullough, the new Miss USA, here on the DJV Show.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the National Painting Week sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 29th. With colors like cool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Four after the hour now, the DJV Experience. Victoria and Karen and I are happy to have the new Miss USA, Kara McCullough, who was born in Naples, raised in Virginia Beach. What sort of a, when you think about that, there's sort of a culture. Maybe that helped educate you a little bit and opened up your mind, having those two very different beginnings, Kara. Is that, do you think that's part of why you are who you are?
Oh, absolutely. My mother spent 23 years in the Navy. She was actually a chief petty officer. So having the opportunity to, for one, to see a woman in a leadership position like that changed my life. And also, she gave us the opportunity to experience worldwide culture. I respect every country's faux pas, and it's just amazing to know that I had the opportunity at a young age to just really get the chance to see life from a different vantage point.
Mm-hmm. So when did you first become interested, or your family? I know you were Miss District of Columbia before. When did you think that following this sort of, I don't know if it's a career path, but being interested in these sort of things, when did you get excited about doing these pageants?
Pageants, right. So I secretly always wanted to do it. I had a cousin that was very active in competing.
Yeah.
And essentially, I went out for my first pageant in college for the fraternity Alpha Phi Alpha, and I was crowned Miss Black and Gold. And then I went on to compete for Miss South Carolina State University, and I won that. And I just realized, you know what, I really had a lot of fun doing it. You're able to impact so many people, but most importantly, my life was changed by the little child, like the children in the sense around me that were so interested in science. And I had a life-changing situation, and I told myself, okay, like if you really want to do the CC pageant, go after it. And I did, and believe me, I had like, you know, boyfriends and stuff, they're like, this is, you shouldn't do it. But the thing about it is I listened to myself.
Yep.
And I followed my dreams. If I can share, you know, if I can share that message with so many women worldwide, you know, no man can tell you what to do with your life, and they'll respect you more when you actually follow your dreams.
God love you. I wish there were more. Well, I mean, I think that's part of why you got to where you are, because you decided that you wanted to have this. And I think thoughts are things. You put your mind to something and you don't give up. I would love to have an astrological chart on you, actually, to see where you come from that way. And if you haven't ever had one done, I'll connect you to somebody who'll do a great chart so that you can continue to understand yourself and what you want. What I find interesting, cool. And we talked about this the day after you were crowned Miss USA, this interest that you have in science and technology and engineering and mathematics, and this is something that we haven't had. You know, when I was a kid, what happened with the space program when Kennedy said, we got to put a man on the moon, the interest in math and sciences went through the moon, through the roof, and then it's kind of waned. So you're on that bandwagon now. How do you think it's working out?
I mean, I think it's going to work out phenomenally. People see now that the numbers are lessening in certain areas with, like, gender diversity when it comes to, like, the sciences. And, you know, I believe as being this USA, it can be, like, the same, you know, propel type of, like, calling in a sense that happened, you know, with the man on the moon situation. And I'm just, like, so thankful that people are hearing me out, because I struggled with math as a child and truly, like, you know, life purpose in all is to kind of just encourage so many young women to just find, like, great career paths, like, really get their minds expanded, especially, like, children, so they can always, like, see things, like, from, like, a methodical approach.
Well, and you're a research scientist, right? Is that what you have been doing?
Oh, so there we go. Actually, to clarify, I did research in college. And when I began working for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, we focused on the licensing and regulations of nuclear power plants. So essentially, I've been to a nuclear power plant for 3 months. I see the ins and outs. I actually respect the individuals that work at power plants. And I took a 7-week training course to make sure I'm fully aware of how a power reactor operates. And now we just do, like I said, a lot of licensing and regulations. We have to be sure that these guys that are over the nuclear power are operating in a safe manner.
So are you – people try to trap you. I don't mean you specifically, but the people who compete in these events are always the fools in the news media try to trap you into trying to be political. How do you avoid that, or do you?
Right. You know, being completely honest – I'm not going to say someone's trapping me or anything. I just look at the beauty of the situation that we're starting conversation about issues that are really going on in our nation, right? And, of course, you know, I'm getting judged a lot for my answer, or, you know, and like, being placed on, like, the stage and everything like that. But I'm not veering away from it. But I will say, you know, I'm not a politician. You know, I'm no healthcare expert either. But to know that individuals are really, you know, like, listening to what I said and, you know, and not agreeing with it just shows that, you know, we're starting a conversation that people really need to hear, that we really need to talk about.
Yep, I agree. That's great. You're to be encouraged. I hope that you will not, you're going into the Miss Universe pageant later on this year, and that we wish you the best of luck on. I think that you understand what the privilege is that goes along listening to you and reading some things about you. How I would paraphrase it is that you've allowed your soul to shine. And I hope that you continue to be unfazed by some of the cynicism around you and just keep that bright spot shining. Kyra McCullough, the new Miss USA, here on the DJV Experience.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
After the hour now, checking movie news. Chuck Curry, there's the headline. Chuck Curry stubbed his toe at his theater, and now he's suing the theater, and he's not able to be with us today. I'm sure he'll be back tomorrow after he fixes his toe. So, having said that, did we decide whether we're going to do ladies first? We have two different stories. I have one, and Victoria's got another one, and I thought I would offer it to, because I'm such a polite so-and-so, ladies first. What do you have that you're pursuing that you would like us to know about?
We could do a story about another lady. Jennifer Lawrence, of course, the Oscar winner. She went to, she really is. She was with her, with a group of girlfriends in Austria, and they went to a strip club. She got up on the stage and danced around the pole.
I saw this.
And, of course, video of it went viral. And so yesterday she released a statement on her Facebook page, which is very rare for her. She really doesn't comment very often. And she basically said, nobody wants to be reminded that they tried to dance on a stripper pole by the internet. It was one of my best friend's birthdays, and I dropped my paranoia guard for 1 second to have fun. I'm not going to apologize. I had a blast that night.
Why the hell should she apologize?
The internet is not nice.
She's having fun. Screw the internet. Yeah, no.
I know. And she didn't strip. I mean, she just danced on the pole, so.
I think a lot of people would like to see her strip.
She's well, probably.
Nice. Yeah, right. All right, get a life, folks.
Yep.
Meanwhile, speaking of getting a life, there's an interesting suit that's taking place in Texas. I'll tell you about that right after these words.
Bikes, scooters, skates, and skateboards remain some of the most popular activities for kids today. But with nearly 50 children going to emergency rooms every hour, there's reason for concern. A new report by Safe Kids Worldwide and Nationwide's Make Safe Happen program finds that nearly 40% of parents say their child doesn't wear a helmet while riding. Safe Kids Worldwide Medical Advisor Dr. Marseille White.
Properly fitted helmets and other protective equipment are the single best way to protect kids while riding on bikes and other wheeled sports. No matter where your children ride, it's important to make sure they protect their heads, knees, wrists, and elbows for when they fall so they can continue to ride happy and safe.
Safe Kids encourages families to practice safe riding together, wear properly fitted helmets, ride in safe locations, and follow the rules of the road. For more tips, visit safekids.org. I'm Alex Verde reporting.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
All right, let's turn to page two here in our movie news segment. This is a story that came from the Austin newspaper about Brandon Vesmar, who lives in Austin. He's suing a woman that was next to him in the movie. Actually, he had a date with her. He's seeking $17.31 in the lawsuit filed yesterday, the price of a ticket to a screening of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. He described this as a first date from hell, told the newspaper his date began texting as the movie began. According to a petition filed in small claims court yesterday, his date activated her phone at least 10 to 20 times until he asked her to stop. When he suggested she go outside to text, the woman departed the theater altogether, left him without a ride home. He said the woman subsequently refused to reimburse him for the ticket, and his petition described her behavior as a threat to civilized society. Wow.
Okay, I have thoughts. I have feelings.
Really?
First of all, homeboy is 33 years old. He does not have a car. He is using his date as a ride, and he is suing her for $17. Like, that is going to break him. I am not surprised that this date was so bad and that she left the theater. She probably met him online and didn't know him in advance, because clearly when people get to know him, they leave the theater. So...
Why would you go to a movie on your first date? Don't you have to get to know somebody first? Don't you go to have a drink or go to dinner or something?
Well, you can't talk
in a movie.
Right, but some people think seeing a movie first and then going out later gives you something to talk about to break the ice. Clearly, she was looking for the nearest exit.
All right. Oh, my God. How silly can people be? All right, I would have talked about James Comey if I'd have gone out on the first date. Yeah. All right, that's our movie.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.